following proper procedures. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. As drought damage to crops increases across the Corn Belt, producers need to keep in contact with their crop insurance agent. Tom O'Dean handles crop insurance for BMO Harris Bank in Wisconsin.
You know, hopefully they reported their crops correctly to FSA and to us as agents so that we have everything accurate. And then if they're planning to do something with the fields, whether it be chop it or whether it be harvest it in some manner or destroy it, they need to contact their agent, and then they in turn will contact the insurance company, file a claim for potential loss. And then that'll be assigned to an adjuster who will contact them and then work with them as far as when they plan to start harvesting it. They'll need to leave check rows, four rows for every 25 acres in the field so that the adjuster can look at it and determine what the yields are of the crops. And it, you know, I know there's been a concern from people as far as, you know, can the insurance companies withstand these large losses, and yes, they can. There is reinsurance available that they are required to purchase, and the crop insurance companies will stand behind the producer.
What about how fast will the payout be? Because there are people are going to have to be buying feed here.
As soon as they have a chance to adjust the fields, and then once all the crops, either from appraisals or from harvested production, are provided to the adjuster, then they can close the claim. If they have a revenue insurance plan, then they will get paid on the spring price, but being that the fall price is expected to be much higher, they would get an additional check later on. So they needn't worry if they get paid earlier. It's certainly there's going to be lots and lots of claims this year. And so probably a good idea if you're expecting to have some losses to turn in those claims now. And the ones that get done sooner will probably get their checks sooner and have that money available to either purchase feed or cover their expenses.
Is a crop that, say, you, for instance, you're going to chop off a corn crop now for silage and get what you can out of it, is it declared a total loss, or is there going to be a percentage of loss?
There, if it's insured as a silage, then it's going to be based on what their tonnage is. But most of the crop is insured as grain. They're going to look at the grain content, the grain yield, and you know, they'll look at those check strips and determine if there's any grain content, and that will be the yield that they assign on all the acres in that field.
Tom O'Dean with BMO Harris. I'm Bob Meyer with Brownfield Ag News for America.